Chapter 3. Smartphone Parts. A smartphone's outer shell is called the casing. It holds all the phone's parts together. Most phones have a power button and volume control on the outside. Various ports are used for plugging in a charger, accessing files, or adding memory. Most smartphones also have a camera and a flash. The smartphone's hardware is inside the casing. An antenna sends out the coded signals to the nearest cell tower. Smartphones get power from batteries. Most use a lithium-ion battery. This battery is small, but it is powerful and long-lasting. It allows the phone to run for hours without being plugged in. It can be recharged, too. The battery powers the phone's circuit board. The circuit board controls the phone's computer. It is made up of several smaller chips. One chip contains the microprocessor. This part manages information. It also works the keyboard and display. Other chips store information. These parts hold the computer's read-only memory, ROM, random access memory, RAM, and flash memory. ROM cannot be changed. It is used to start up the phone. Flash memory can be changed. Like ROM, it stores information even when the phone is off. RAM is used to run software. The contents of this memory are lost when the phone is turned off. A microphone picks up the user's voice. When people speak, their vocal cords make the air around them vibrate. This generates a pattern of waves. The microphone captures this pattern and changes it into electrical signals. Then the microprocessor converts the signals into a series of zeros and ones, called binary code. Text and images can also be sent as binary code. The coded signals are picked up by another phone. The microprocessor in that phone converts the signals back into sound waves. Then the phone speaker puts out the sound. How it works. Touchscreen. Most touchscreens respond to electrical currents in the user's finger. These screens have several layers. The bottom layer is a liquid crystal display, LCD. The LCD shows words or images. Above the LCD is a layer of glass. A layer of clear material sits above the glass. This material conducts